January 8th, parallel disappointments. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. James 5:11. Not infrequently the minds of the people and even of God's servants are so blinded by human opinions, the traditions and false teaching of men, that they are able only partially to grasp the great things which he has revealed in his word. Thus it was with the disciples of Christ. Even when the Savior was with them in person, their minds had become imbued with a popular conception of the Messiah as a temporal prince who was to exalt Israel to the throne of the universal empire, and they could not understand the meaning of his words foretelling his sufferings and death. From their very birth, their hearts had been set upon the anticipated glory of an earthly empire, and this blinded their understanding. The experience of the disciples who preached the gospel of the kingdom at the first advent of Christ had its counterpart in the experience of those who proclaimed the message of his second advent. Like the first disciples, William Miller and his associates did not themselves fully comprehend the import of the message which they bore. Errors that had been long established in the church prevented them from arriving at a correct interpretation of an important point in the prophecy. Therefore, though they proclaimed the message which God had committed to them to be given to the world, yet through a misapprehension of its meaning, they suffered disappointment. With these believers, as with the first disciples, that which in the hour of trial seemed dark to their understanding would afterward be made plain. When they should see the end of the Lord, they would know that notwithstanding the trial resulting from their errors, his purposes of love toward them had been steadily fulfilling. When they learned by a blessed experience that he is very pitiful and of tender mercy, that all his paths are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies.